the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Thursday, December the 28th, 2017. I'm Mike Clifford. Frigid weather grips much of the nation. Also on our rundown, a new study links fracking to low birth weight babies. We have an update on the lawsuit over faulty background checks. And how about financial fitness as a goal for 2018? Now, our top story, a major winter storm dumped more than 65 inches of snow this week on Erie, Pennsylvania. It was expected to taper off slightly on Wednesday, but Reuters reports a fresh round is coming tonight, predicted to bring as much as 10 inches more of snow. Large parts of the U.S. are gripped by freezing weather, with an area stretching from Montana to Maine expected to see temperatures hovering around negative 10 today. Catastrophic hurricanes, severe flooding, and raging wildfires fueled by drought have been prominent features of an eventful year for the environment. Andrea Sears explains.
Rainforest Trust's first annual environmental year in review puts the U.S. withdrawal from the Paris Agreement on fighting global climate change at the top of the list of major events for 2017. Dr. Paul Solomon, CEO of Rainforest Trust, points out that the withdrawal took place despite a scientific consensus that the warming climate is the driving force behind the extreme weather.
What we're basically seeing is hurricanes that are much more intense, flooding that is going to be much more catastrophic. This year, we've already had estimates of upwards of $500 billion worth of property damage.
He says that acting locally by planting a bee-friendly garden or volunteering to help clean up a local park in the coming year are easy steps people can take to begin to make a difference.
That report is online at rainforesttrust.org. Pregnant women living next to fracked gas wells are more likely to have low birth weight babies. That's the finding in a new study from Princeton University.
The researchers compared standard birth weight records collected by Pennsylvania hospitals with the locations of the parents' homes. Princeton economics professor Janet Curry says they found a strong correlation, that the low birth weights were highly localized, much more likely to be found right next to the well sites.
What is surprising is we found a fairly large effect for people living very close, but by the time you got to 2 miles away, we did not detect any effect.
The industry argues that air pollution from gas wells and equipment such as compressor stations disperses quickly after it's released. It also says the issue is well understood and regulated. Low birth weight has long been considered an important indicator in later health problems. Dan Hyman reporting.
The Princeton research suggests keeping drilling away from homes through zoning or well setback rules. Weinberger adds even portable air filters may help some homes reduce pollution levels. And now Suzanne Potter's got more details on a story we headlined yesterday. The city of San Francisco joined New York and Philadelphia in a lawsuit to force the Defense Department to improve its system for reporting military service members with disqualifying convictions to the FBI firearms background check system.
The move comes after the revelation that the man who shot 25 people in a Texas church last month had been convicted of domestic violence while in the Air Force, but the DOD hadn't put that into the database, so he was allowed to buy weapons. Kenneth Tabor, lead counsel for the plaintiffs, says background checks are only effective if the system has all the information.
It has to be accurate and it has to be complete. And any time you have thousands of pieces of information that are missing from the database, you create the opportunity for thousands of people to get guns that they shouldn't be able to get.
The lawsuit asks the judge to penalize the Secretary of Defense and the heads of the Army, Navy, and Air Force if they fail to take action. The DOD's Inspector General recently testified in Congress that his office had been producing reports about the problem for 20 years and that various military branches failed to submit between 14 and 41% of conviction records to the FBI. The DOD released a statement saying it is working on the issue.
And finally, while many people will make working out and physical fitness their New Year's resolution, folks should also consider becoming more financially fit. Eric Tigetoff has our report.
Getting your money in line may not be as glamorous as getting a gym membership, but it could help you survive times of financial stress. Matt Devlin is Chief Marketing Officer at Twin Stars Credit Union, which has more than 100,000 members in Oregon and Washington State. He says saving money is one of the most useful things people can do in the new year.
We've got a lot of research that points to people needing to develop a savings habit where they start to save, even if it's just $25 or $50 a month, if they can save that regularly, then they start to see the value or they can withstand an unexpected expense and it starts to feel really good.
Devlin says one of the easiest ways to start a savings habit is to set up a direct deposit from every paycheck directly into a savings account. He adds that credit unions like his offer free and personalized advice for how to save as well. The cooperative model of credit unions allow members to save in other ways, too. Because they don't pay stockholders like for-profit financial institutions, they're often able to provide lower fees and loan interest rates. According to Informa Research, each Oregon credit union member saves about $250 on a new car loan. Collectively, they saved $30 million on credit card interest rates last year, compared to bank customers.
Eric tells us nearly 2 million Oregonians are a member of a credit union. That's our news for now. I'm Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported, and online at publicnewsservice.org.